Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. April is, among other things, National Noodle Month, which gives us a chance to think outside the noodle box for a moment. Now, whereas most pasta noodles are made up of the simplest ingredients, there are no rules saying you can't get a little more elaborate. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, you've been working on some variations on the theme.
Yeah, I mean, it would be contrary to my nationality to say that I don't eat a lot of regular pasta.
Sure.
But the fact of the matter is, especially with a lot of people being concerned about gluten, trying to get some sort of alternative to the traditional noodle that's mostly wheat is a great idea. And I think that vegetables, and look, the craze now is the spiralizer thing, which anytime there's a cool kitchen gadget, it's definitely going to make a splash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly we've been using what we used to call the vegetable turner or the Japanese mandolin in the kitchen forever,
right,
to make these threads. But now, you know, I went online, I saw one as cheap as $9, of course, all the way up to the $100 version that attaches to your KitchenAid.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can take a variety of vegetables and turn them into noodles, which lends for some really cool dishes.
How does the spiralizer work?
It's basically cuts in two dimensions.
So okay.
It's a blade that's at a 90-degree angle to another blade that basically cuts threads. And
mm-hmm.
so you basically have to, at some point, crank in some way, whatever you're doing, through this two-blade system that you get these lovely threads. I mean, it actually does work very nicely. Certainly, vegetables that are a little more dense hold up better than ones that are softer. The root vegetables are great. Sweet potatoes, beets, those types of things make great threads. The only problem is you do need to cook those first, you
mm-hmm.
know, as you would say dried. Think of them as dried pasta.
Right.
Right. So they're going to have to be blanched to be softened.
Mm-hmm.
But then things like, you know, zucchini, summer squash, those types of things spiralize very nicely.
I'm picturing carrots.
Carrots would be one that I think I would put on the blanching side of things, the root
mm-hmm.
vegetable things. But yes. If you think about zucchini as fresh pasta, where if you're going to cook it, it's a quick, very, very quick cook time, or usually
right.
just tossed in a warm sauce, that's a good thing to do. I mean, I found three things that I thought were very, very delicious and way off the beaten path ideas
okay.
That are cool. The first one was a sweet potato carbonara. So sweet potato noodles blanched, and then the traditional carbonara sauce, you know, bacon, onions, garlic, a little bit of, you know, fresh egg at the end to make that sort of eggy
mm-hmm.
and fresh parsley. And then tossed with these blanched sweet potato noodles, it's kind of a great play because, you know, the sweetness of the potato plays off the egg and the bacon really nicely.
If I'm going to be cooking with these, should I follow the old Italian technique of making the sauce and then cooking the vegetables in the sauce?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's so this turn. I found a turnip ramen recipe,
mm-hmm.
which actually is pretty cool, right? You make ramen broth with all the delicious things with
yeah.
the pork and things like that. And then you take turnip threads, turnip noodles, and then cook them in the broth.
Nice.
And actually, you know, I love turnips, but the only way to do them is mash them or roast them. Right.
Right.
What
right.
else are you going to do with turnips?
We've been looking.
Right. But this, I think, what a great way to use some delicious turnips.
Parsnips?
Of course. Parsnips
oh,
would be
wow.
really cool, too.
Okay.
And they do well on the spiralizer or rutabaga. They all fit into that. And then the wok cooking, which is fast cooking, obviously would be for those softer noodles. So something like pad thai in the wok.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last minute throwing in zucchini noodles instead of the rice noodles made it for a really incredible pad thai.
Wow, Jerry. It's going to spiral out of control.
Yes.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.